Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less bark. A little less fight and a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Now, baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me.
All right, all right. What a way to start off a show with a little King kicking it off here. Right here, Chris Chadwick in the house, ready for a little old barbecue sermon tonight. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk a little barbecue. We're going to talk a little smoke. We're going to talk a little brew. We're going to talk a little Q. Chris Chadwick in the house, ready to let the smoke roll. I'm excited to be here. Got to give a big old shout out to the SCA, the State Cook-Off Association, Mr. Brett Galloway. Appreciate Brett giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do, talk a little Q with you on this wonderful network. We're just going to have a good time tonight. We've got several things I'd love to talk about, but it just depends on who calls in, where we want to go with it, what we want to talk about. That's how this show is. It's not formatted, so it's all real. It's all live. It's all about you. And the queue. I do want to give a big shout out to my sponsors. Without sponsors, guys, you know how tough it is. You know how tough it is on the competition trail, especially if you're cooking two or three times a month, four times a month. The expense is phenomenal. It racks up, and sponsors do help offset that, help you with expenses, especially with products, and it's such a blessing to have them. And without further ado, I want to give a big old shout-out to Frontier Charcoal, Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers. We're always letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. I'm telling you, it gives us a good burn. It gives us a good hot coal. Gives us a good hot burn. I just can't say anything else about it. It gives us a long burn. I enjoy using it. It's so much easier than taking a trailer full of hickory wood, like the old school, like we used to do. Frontier Charcoal, look them up on Facebook. Check them out. If you're in a Tractor Supply, a Family Dollar, I know they carry the Frontier brand. Just check it out. Get you one, try you one bag, and see how you like it. You be the judge. Well, I also want to give a big shout-out to several of the sponsors, Mad Cow Cutlery. I'm using Jero knives. I use them here in the kitchen at the house. I use them on the competition trail. Very, very economical quality knife made in Portugal. JeroUSA.com, MadCowCutlery.com. Check them out as well. Got to give a big shout-out to Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Ted Daigle, Miss Gail. They've got some fantastic products. They've got so many flavors, and, I mean, they're setting the woods on fire. I've been using Daigle's for several years now. And, I mean, I just see it growing every every day through social media, people using it, posting pictures of different competitions in different locations across the country. And, I mean, it's awesome to see that. I'm proud for them. They're fantastic people with an awesome product. And, you know, you're just proud to see people do well. I know I am. Also, I want to have to say a huge shout-out to Best One Tire there in Jackson, Tennessee, Best One Tire. They helped me tremendously. A great staff there at Best One Tire in Jackson, Tennessee, also in Brownsville as well. Service is just unprecedented. I mean, it's top-notch. You just can't get any better service. Oil changes, front-end alignments, any type of tire from residential, passenger, commercial, lawn and garden, they've got it all. Best One Tire in Jackson, Tennessee. We have so many other sponsors I want to give a big shout-out to. Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser, Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, our official brand ambassador for Mean Green products. If you've not ever tried Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser, they've got several in their line now. But the Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser, the degreaser, is fantastic, especially on all your utensils, your tables, your coolers, even down your team shirts. Mean Green Cleaner cleans it. Look them up on Facebook. Like their page. They've always running specials, coupons, and printable coupons and all on their page. Green Mountain Grills, if you're into pellet cookers, do consider Green Mountain Grills. I have used one for several years now, and it is a valuable asset to my barbecue arsenal. It's heat, it's temperature, it's right there on the money when you need it. It's just a product that I do not want to do without. I'm telling you, Green Mountain Grills, look them up, greenmountaingrills.com. Dealer locator right there off the website will take care of your needs. I do want to give a shout-out as well to a good friend of mine, Junior Reyes, Junior's Rub for Grub. If you've not ever tried Junior's Rub, it's time to. Rub for Grub product is exceptional. I mean, teams walk on it constantly every weekend. They're just absolute. It's an absolute phenomenal rub. I want to also acknowledge Chops Power Injector, Mr. Dan Yodel. He has got a fantastic injector. If you're a caterer, if you're a residential homeowner, patio pit master, if you have a restaurant, or if you're just a competition cook, the Chops Power Injector will definitely save you time. It's more efficient. It's an awesome injector for comp meats as well as catering, restaurant, like I said. Power Injectors, KansasCityBarbecue.com. There's so many others that we'll give shout-outs to. Now, I've got several callers in the studio room tonight. Guys, if y'all want to be queued in, just push 1. That will notify me that you want to talk, and I want you to talk. So anytime you want to queue in, just queue in, push 1 on your keypad, and I will fire you up. Looks like we've got a caller queued in right now. Let's welcome them to the show. We've got 2 callers. We're going to get the 615 caller in. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Ken Wood. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yeah.
I hear you now.
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. How you doing this evening?
I'm trying to recover from Memphis in May.
We got to talk about that. I'm telling you.
They should call that the hell and mud is what they should call that.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot went down Memphis in May this year. I hate I missed it. I just couldn't go. I'm telling you, it's just phenomenal. I don't even know what kind of projected attendance was there, but it was just crazy. I know the teams, I kept looking and following all the teams on Facebook. I mean, they all just looked like they were having a slamming time. I know it rained Thursday hard. But Friday and Saturday was pretty nice, right?
Yeah, it was. It was. Actually, Tuesday and Wednesday was hot. And then Thursday, we got rain in the morning, but by Thursday afternoon, it was clear after about 1 o'clock, and it dried up quick. And so it actually was a really beautiful was in May. I mean, I don't know if they could have scripted it actually any better than what they had, because Friday and Saturday was cool, a little bit cooler, so.
Well,
but it,
I mean, the coolness is welcome. The coolness is welcome to a fat boy that barbecues. I love the cool weather, especially when I'm cooking and competing.
Yeah, and that Memphis and May is a marathon. And I tell you what, Tuesday morning I got up. I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk coming back from there. When we finished up rolling out Sunday afternoon, it took everything I had and out of me by then. So, but
oh, I have no doubt.
What a deal, you know. These guys that go down there every year, I just don't know. By the time Tuesday rolled around, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever want to go back to that event again because it's just
yeah.
so physical.
Yeah,
I don't know how they do it.
It's a workout. It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And you know, the expense. I mean, these guys spend and their sponsors spend. I mean, literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for this week. And for it to be,
yeah.
I mean, it's killer. It's just amazing. So
you're not gonna get in. You're not gonna get in and out for less than 15, probably. I would think for the week.
I know that's just. That's the big show. I mean, as far as world barbecue competition, world barbecue competition, Memphis in May is the big show.
Yep, for sure.
I'm telling you. Well, bear with me just a minute. Let's welcome this other caller in the queue right here. Let's get him queued in. Caller 575, you're going to be live with us right now. Who have we got? Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Mr. Chadwick, Mark Bateman.
Hello, Mr. Mark Bateman. Welcome, sir. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing good, buddy. I seen you post on Facebook. I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I thought, you know, I believe I'll just call in tonight and see how my buddy's doing.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a real busy couple of months for me, and it's kind of like a blink of an eye. I've been through it, and it's over. And now I've just got to kind of regroup and get my bearings straight and move forward. But we're here. We're talking a little live tonight. We're on the SCA Network. Thank Mark Bateman and Ken for having me on here. And, you know, we're just happy to be here and just thrilled to have you with us as well. And have you ever been to Memphis in May, Mark?
No, sir, I sure hadn't. That's one that's on the bucket list to go to. As far as having big time sponsors and being able to spend $15,000 to go out there and compete in it, I don't know that I'll ever get that done, but going and seeing Memphis and May's on the bucket list to do. I think it'd be fun to see. It looked like they was having a big time out that way.
Oh, it's for sure. Tell us all about the party you were at.
Well,
yeah, Memphis and May is huge.
It is a party. You know, that's the funny part of it. It's a party up until Friday about noon, and then the serious guys show up and start getting it on then, you know. And if you can't cut it off at Friday at noon and change gears, you're not gonna win world champions. That's what we learned this week.
Sure.
You know, we didn't get it turned around until about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Friday night, and that was too late. You know, you don't catch up. We were cooking a whole hog. We had two, and there's no way to get caught back up. You know.
Oh, I know. It's just that whole hog. I mean, there's so much prep work, and I mean, you see all these teams and the prep work that's involved, and the preparation, getting it ready and getting it on that pit and making sure your pit's right, running right, the way you want it to run. And then once you've got it done, keeping the color to that, and then once you have it done, garnishing that bad boy. I mean, that is the most beautiful pig, whole hog pigs that I've ever seen in my life are right there at Memphis in May during that competition. I mean, hats off to all you teams that cook whole hog at Memphis in May, and the way you garnish, the cook, the whole process, because it's just phenomenal. It's a full-time it's full time gig right there. I mean, you're watching it constantly. So, I mean, there's no let up. I mean, you've got to keep your eye on the ball, no doubt. And what kind of hogs were you cooking?
We had our hogs are 227 and 208 dressed out.
Them big boys.
Yeah, that one, they were bigger than the smokers.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of hog right there now. That's a big, that's a lot of meat.
Yeah. It was a lot. We had a lot in there, and it caused us a few problems, and we had to make some adjustments to it. But the, you know, what they get you in Memphis and May, especially the first time you go down there, the big teams don't cook ancillaries. They're down there for one reason and one reason only, and we got to cooking ancillaries on Friday, and that ancillaries, you don't finish those up until 3:30, and then you get a 6:30, then you get a 6:30 call to the stage, and you're in the middle of trying to do all your hog stuff, and so that just, you know, first time down there, got caught a little bit flat-footed on that, but, you know, learning lesson, really.
Well, you know, a lot of cooks that don't really understand, when you cook Memphis in May, you have ancillaries. Then you either cook whole hog, shoulder, or ribs. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
one of the three, right?
Right, one of the three. You know, and the guys going for the world championship for the grand are either cooking shoulder or whole hog. It's been a long time since a ribs one down there.
Right.
I think they basically feel like ribs can't win anymore, I guess, at this point.
Really? Well,
because
the guys cooking
the hogs are so good with them, and the guys cooking shoulders are so good with them now, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got roughly 30 to 40 teams cooking whole hog, I would say. I don't know exactly the numbers this year.
37. It was 37 this year.
37.
Yeah.
All right, and then you've got 50, 60 cooking shoulders?
Yeah, it's in the 60 range. Yeah.
And then ribs, you've got, what, 100?
Right at
200
plus probably.
Teams usually.
Yeah.
That's
Kenny, who won the shoulder division?
Lily Q won the shoulder division this year.
I never heard who actually won shoulders.
Yeah, Big Bob Gibson was not. I know they weren't in the top three, which is the first time, long time since that's happened. So I think Lily Q won.
I didn't know. I know that Mark Lambert's a tough shoulder cook, and so I didn't know if he'd done any good or not.
He wasn't in the top three either. Yeah, the shoulders had a lot of new names on the top three this year.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I didn't really see any of these shoulder teams, you know, that usually. You know, like Chris and Ken, they're usually heading. I mean, they're usually winning it or placing. And then, Mark Lambert, don't they usually cook shoulders?
Yep, he was cooking shoulders.
All right, and I don't know about Boys Night Out. I'm not sure what category. I think they do shoulders, or do they do whole hog?
I think they're in whole hog this year. Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
They're pretty much a whole hog team, Chris. I went to that barbecue live school and watched Lambert cook a shoulder, and I watched Boers Night Out prep and cook a whole hog. And for us West Texas boys, I mean, that's the primary reason I went to their school, because I wanted to see a whole hog cook. You know, they ain't nothing out in this part of the world where they even cook whole hog. And, man, what a process. And, Kenny, how many team members do you have?
Well, we had 18 team members, and we needed about 30.
Really?
Well, cooking them ancillaries, I'm sure that was the case. I, at that class watching Boys Night Out do the whole hog. I think they had 8 guys there that evening, and watching them prep that hog and all that. I mean, for a West Texas cook, that was just fascinating as all get out. I mean, and there ain't nothing like that bacon on a whole hog when it's cooked right, like you boys do in competition. I mean, that was larruping good eating.
So yeah,
that hog when it was mahogany and you get that green around it, you know, during the presentation, it's just a beautiful looking pieces of meat in there that put together with the head turned around, and then you got all the other stuff around it. And there's a lot of prep to it. I mean, there's a lot of work to prepping out a whole hog for that kind of competition. You know, it's going to take you a couple hours to do that. And like we started out with like an injector with a regular injector, and we had to go get a chop for Dan, one of Dan's chop.
Yeah,
injectors, because you just can't. And we were using just doing it out of like Myron would do, where you just takes a big bucket and you just take it out and squeeze it in. And
yeah,
it just was too slow. It was too slow, you know. And we had to go get one of Dan's injectors to try to get it done. And it still took us almost 3 hours to get those hogs prepped. Well, we thought we'd be an hour, you know, to get them done. So
that chops will put it to it. Now, I mean.
Yeah,
but shoot, you know, when you got that much vast area, and that single needle, man, you'll pump it to death.
Yeah,
and your hand will get tired. You maybe switch up, it's still gonna get tired. let me ask you: do you remove your front ribs? And your shoulders, where you get to them. You know, I like to cut them ribs out of front of that hog.
You want to get it moved so you can get to the loin. You got to create a path for yourself to the loin. And we Frenched out the ribs where they were standing up, looking like a crown.
Really,
Dylan Lipp, who's Backwood Smokers out of Chicago, cooked with us, and he had an idea on how to do some stuff there, and it really turned out really pretty around some of the ideas he had as we were getting into the deep prep work. But it was really, really pretty hog. I mean, you know, there was 37 teams down there in the hog. 18 of them got perfect score.
That's
and we were
crazy.
First year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that tells you, these guys – these are seasoned guys who've been down there a long time doing it. We ended up getting 22nd, so we were 4 down from those guys. Then we missed a couple steps as a first year team. I was pretty pleased. I mean, we were really close. Probably two little categories there that we didn't get the perfect score in that hurt us. And then once you get the perfect score down there, as I understand it, it's out of your hands. All you can do is get to the perfect score, and then they've got some other method that comes in that starts scoring you after that. Yeah. It's a little confusing to me as I was trying to understand how it worked. And so after that, I think it's another judge, or the judges come together and make some type of termination. So, yeah.
Well, I had heard that about the – there were several hogs. They said it had a perfect score, and
yeah,
I knew there had to be something else, you know, because I'm sure that it's happened, but it's probably not happened like that before. But I mean, look at all the teams cooking whole hog this year, and you know, you had, which it just comes and goes. You know, you had Myron won first, Jack's Old South,
right,
and then. Three taxi guys. Did Ricky
yeah.
Bobby get second?
They got second.
Yep. Who's that third?
Paul, Phil Wingo.
Phil Wingo got third. Awesome. And then. Hank Baden. Hank got fourth.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I hadn't seen any other ones really. I don't know who did, you know.
Jesse Boom Boom Q got 10th. Jesse you cooked he's been up to Henry County before. Boom Boom Q. I don't know if you remember.
Okay, yeah.
Black,
yeah.
They were 10th down there. And they all used to cook excuse me, I got that wrong. Phil Wingo wasn't third. It was Peg Leg Porkers was third.
Oh, Terry Breen. Terry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Billy Terrell cooked his hog for him, and he ended up being third. Yeah, he ended up being third.
Okay.
Sorry, I got that confused. And I think Phil was salty. Phil cooked with Salty and Rince, and I think they were fifth. I think's right. I think they were the top. They were top five. I think they were fifth.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's like any competition, and I mean, we've all done it, and we went, and we've been on a hot streak, and then we go somewhere, and just get shut down. I mean, it's over, boys. Not a whiff. Not even a close call. I mean, it's happened to all of us. I mean, It's hard to deal with that when you really care as much as, you know, we do. I know I care a lot about it, and it's hard when you care as much as you do, and then you just get hammered down. But you know, we just take it in stride and turn around and do it again. I went and cooked this little cook, and I got a 1/4 place call. You know, they were calling four and up, and I got 1/4 place call, and man, I thought I had some really fire product this past cook, and they shut me down like it was nothing. So it's rough sometimes.
Well, nowadays too, I mean, you know, well, we walked the stage down there, and I can't be happier. You go your first year and you walk the stage. We got
to
call an ancillaries, and we took a second
awesome.
Down there and got to and walk the stage. And and so you can't complain. You go down there in anything and you walk stage, it's a good time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, nowadays, you know, from a competition standpoint, people don't even come out to a competition without going to the classes of these guys who are winning every weekend. And then they go out and buy the smoker that guy was training them on.
Yeah.
And then they come out and do exactly what the guy taught them. And you know, that's not how I got in barbecue. I got in barbecue trying to build my own sauces, my own rubs, you know, and trying to make things work the way I wanted them to work, not how somebody else showed me to do it, you know. And so,
exactly.
So it makes barbecue competitions tough nowadays. Anywhere you go, if you get a call, you're a damn good cook.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, because it is, it's tough, and you know, I make my own rub, and I have to give Big Badia Spices a shout out because they're some good people there, and they're sending me some spices, and I'm mixing my own rub, which I've always made my own rub, and I've always made my own sauce as well, and I've got a fantastic sauce sponsor as well. Daigle's barbecue sauce, which has some fine flavors. I mean, their sauces, you can do anything with their sauces. They're just not a barbecue sauce. But, and I still cook on my homemade pit. I still cook on my homemade pit. You know, we have to fire that bad boy about every hour and a half, 2 hours. And, you know, if we want to keep it about a good level temp.
And make sure Mike's got whiskey and beer, and you're all right.
Yeah, well, I usually spill a little of that whiskey on it, piss on it, and then fire it up.
And if it don't walk, Chris, you put a little Mean Green degreaser on it, or
there you go. I'm telling you, mercy. Well, we're
good talking to you. It was good talking to you boys. I'm going to get off of here this evening. Chris, you take care of yourself. Tell your family I said hello, and maybe we'll bump into you down the trail.
Well, Mark, it's a pleasure to hear from you, my friend. I wish you the very best. And yeah, we need to see each other. I'm not going to be able to make it to Texas this year in August. The trip we had planned to come down and cook Raider Red this year and get to come to Texas and really have a good time is that same weekend is the weekend my daughter decided that's when she was getting married. So
yeah,
the barbecue has to be put on hold, and the daughter is right now, she's a waiting bride. So, but we'll get together soon. I mean, we'll have to do something soon. If I just have to come out there on a wing and a prayer and come out there and just hang out with all of you while you're cooking somewhere. But
that'd be great, man. You're always welcome out here in West Texas. And, you know, like I say, we got, as you well know, it's a little different style of cooking than you boys back east do. But if we all laugh and cut up and have a good time just like y'all do. But like I say, you're welcome out here in West Texas anytime you want to come. And, Kenny, we don't cook no whole hog out here, but maybe you could come out here and give us a lesson on how to do it.
I tell you what, we'll switch out. You do beef ribs for me, and I'll do whole hog for you because I love
beef ribs. There you go. But I'm going to tell you what, now, that bacon, when you boys cook them on the whole hog, now, that right there is slappy mama good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Well, you boys have a good week, and it's good talking to y'all, and we'll holler at you again sometime.
All right, Mark. Thank you for calling, my friend. Enjoyed it.
You bet. See y'all later.
See you later. Well, it just sounds like you had a huge time at Memphis in May. It really does. And I'm proud that you got to go and do that. And you want to go back?
You know, our sponsor has signed up. So we're 100% back for next year. Now, if you asked me to go back next week, I'd tell you no and go. But, you know, 6 months from now, after the dust has settled, I'm sure I'll be ready to go back. I don't think you can. I know the American Royal, Houston Rodeo, Big Pig Jig, and the Jack Daniels would probably be on my bucket list. I think those are my bucket list events. And I don't know how you can duplicate what they have down there in Memphis, you know.
Sure.
The only thing that I'm concerned about is how they run that organization. And, you know, I'm concerned about some of the things they do that they might kill that event when it's all said and done because
right.
of their poor the running of that organization. Because they did some things like our ancillaries were supposed to be done on Friday night, we're supposed to get the awards. Well, they called three awards and then said, oh, we're not going to give any more awards tonight. And said, we're going to post them and then we'll do them on Saturday. But then they never did post them. And so, you know, you're standing there looking at everybody going, okay, what's happening? Why? What's so complicated? You've been doing this 39 years. You can't post the awards when you say it's going to be out there. And you called all the ancillaries. We're going to do the ancillaries on stage, and then you didn't do them. So it just seems – it puts a little in the back of your mind about what's going on inside that organization.
I understand.
So I just hope
they don't
end up messing it up, you know.
Well, yeah, I do. I understand that. I do. We've got another caller. Let me get this caller queued in here.
I'm going to drop off, Chris.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, go ahead and get them queued up, and then I'll drop off.
Okay. Caller 803, you're live with us. Who we got? Welcome to the show.
Well, I was wanting to know how you did with that wood stove over the weekend.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that wood stove.
Hot dog. Boy, you had some mighty fine-looking groceries there.
They did have some fine-looking groceries there. Memphis. I'm telling you, they had some good looking stuff.
They did.
They sure did.
Go ahead.
This board is breaking up. I'm sorry. This board's kicking in and out. Tell us all about tell him all about all them groceries. I mean, they were some fine stuff. I tell you, ready to do it again in a year. Not now, but ready to do it again in a year. What's your next cook?
Mine?
Yeah. What's your next cook?
I think I'm gonna do Valentine Country Club. I think I'm gonna do some steamship rounds and see what's gonna happen with that. We got about 5 or 6 of them to do, and gonna feed some of them old hungry fat rich people.
Well, that's all right. You got to keep everybody fed. I mean, everybody needs to be fed.
Oh yeah, I just want to tee up and say good evening and tell you howdy howdy. We love you and they just want to check on you, make sure you're all right up there around McKenzie, Tennessee.
Well, we're here. I promise you, we're here. We're getting ready for a big Moose Lodge cooking this weekend.
I don't know
if I'm going to be able to stand it, but we're going to go cook a Moose Lodge cook this weekend, and then we're going to go to Memphis on the 28th next weekend, and we're going to cook at the Pyramid for Bass Pro. Then the next weekend in McKenzie on the Square, we're going to have a barbecue cook-off, so I guess we'll be there vending and competing there as well, and that's going to wind me up for a day or two. If I can make it through these next 3 events. And then I'll also have a catering that next Saturday as well for a wedding. So my wagon's loaded.
Yeah, you're going to be loaded up for bear, aren't you, boy?
I am loaded now. You're exactly right.
Yeah,
and then August comes around.
You better get you 2 cords of wood for that wood stove.
I tell you, I'm going to have something. I'm going to go chop a tree down. That's for damn sure. And it might be an apple tree. Who knows? Is it an apple tree or cherry tree? I don't know. We're going to chop something down and throw in there with
that old
hickory.
Don't you pull no slick one on them now. Don't you mess around pulling no slick one on them now, putting no apple wood in that thing. Great, that ain't what I want to do.
Well, I don't know what to do either, trying to use any apple wood, but we'll try to see. We'll see what happens.
Hey, look out. What we need to do is gang up and we need to catch that smoke feller when he comes back around, or that grill of victory feller when he comes back around. I sent that rascal a doggone I sent him a message. We need to catch that rascal and see if we can't get us one of them $10,000 rides and have us a party. What we need to do.
Well, I tell you, I don't know, Kevin. I don't know if he's advertising for the new show or the show that's already been. I don't know if they did another season of that or not.
Sometime this weekend.
Well, I'm not really for sure. I did see a post he posted. Kevin, and I don't know. But
well, my buddy Gene Culberson, he was on that last season out of South Carolina down here, and he got a nice rig out of that deal. And he said the timelines is kind of tight, but he said everything worked out pretty good. He got a nice rig out of that deal. And, you know, like I said, they got to cook some good vittles and stuff and all that. And I like to see cooking, you know, we gang up and getting me and you or somebody and, you know, some of the gang, you know, Lance Moore, Mark Bakeman, some of them. You know, everybody get on there. Let's ride the wagon. Lance Moore done rode the wagon.
Lance has already rode the wagon. I don't know if Lance will ride
the wagon. Yeah, he
done rode
the wagon on the Grill of Victory. That cotton chopping.
He's already experienced that Grill of Victory. But he did get a nice rig out of it. I mean, he really did.
He doggone sure did. He sure did. He got him a nice ride.
And, well, you know, right. just for the, I was in that show until the last day. It was the last day before I supposed to get my $10,000, and I'd already filled out everything, and they said I was in, and I was out, and then they called me and said they wanted me in.
Oh,
And then I submitted them two different designs because I wanted a pit that I could actually use from there on out.
Right.
You know, something I was going to build and something nice.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, so you want to build a box. You know, that's what everybody built was a box. It's keeping, you know, a trailer, a torch trailer or something like that. You know, I had smoke and whistles and lights and flat screen TVs and, you know, it was going to be, you know, it was a design. You had to design to do this, and they didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I threw my other pitch, which I was going to build a big steel. It was going to be a rig, but it was going to be a steel. And they told me that was too controversial. And I said, well, all right.
Oh, come on.
You know. So, anyhow, I went from there to doing the other show and had a good time there as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's time to
hey,
think about.
Speaking of the other show, hey, and I'm going to drop off here, but I'm out doing it at IGA stores. I'm out promoting a dry rib, which is funny, ain't it?
Yeah, I hear you. Keep on. Let's hear some more.
but if you check out the Charcoal Cowboy Facebook site, I'll tell you when we're out. We'll be out in Johnson City this weekend, but we're going to be down in your area pretty soon. So, but I'm off of here.
Are you doing a lot of IGAs or just a few or?
Be out 15 stores this summer. Be out
every Saturday. Well, that's a good deal. And you're cooking a dry rib.
Yeah.
So that's the worst kind of rib to have. I don't ever want to talk about a damn dry rib again in my life because I cook the best dry rib there ever has been in the history of the world, and Meyer Mixon even said it was.
But it got you a lot of mileage, didn't it?
I tell you what, you know, the only aspect is I didn't win the $50,000, but it did. And it's still, believe it or not, it still has its benefits. And, I'm going to go cook some wet dry ribs down at the pyramid and pass out a few of them for Bass Pro. So we'll just go have a little fun and shake a little egg and sling a little salt and smoke a little smoke and just have a good time. That sounds like a new barbecue song right there. And then put a
Well, have a good one, Chris.
Good to talk to you.
Chris,
hope you have a good evening. And call
who
back anytime,
Chris?
Brother. Huh?
Who's actually talking to, Chris?
It's Kenwood.
Oh, hey, sir. How you doing?
Kenwood's right here with me right now. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I don't know who it was.
Charcoal Cowboy.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, Kenwood Taco Cowboy. Good, fine fella. Good friend. He got to cook Memphis in May this year, and I know he had a good time doing that. And I was sure proud he called in and talked a little bit. I'll tell you what.
I heard him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, before we get any further, I do want to give a couple more shout-outs. And do want to recognize some of my sponsors, some of my other sponsors that I haven't recognized yet. I do want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Tim Seals of Mule Tough Rotisserie Smokers. I don't know if you know Tim or not, but Tim has two smokers that he builds, rotisseries, there in Missouri, that are some fantastic cooking machines, very efficient. Loves to run on Kingsford or any type of charcoal, or you can use sticks. But he has a fantastic, fantastic pit. He is a fine craftsman as well as a pit master. MuleTough.com, right there in Saxton, Missouri, 573-620-3699. That is MuleTough. RotisserieSmokers.com. He's got a fine cooker, I'm telling you. But I want to give Tim a big shout out. I thank him for his friendship and also having me recognize him tonight. I mean, he's just a fine friend, fine pitmaster. Also, want to give a big shout out to Maverick Industries. I don't know if you've ever used a Maverick temp probe, but the thermometers and instant reads or the pit thermometers, they work very well. I use a Maverick cab for several years and will continue to. I do also want to give a big shout-out to Raider Red Meats right there in Lubbock, Texas, on the campus of Texas Tech University. Raider Red has a killer beef product, as well as you can also order pork from them, ribs, butts, and they do have a sausage, a jalapeno cheddar sausage. You need to go online and order you some of that there in South Carolina because you will definitely fall in love with that sausage. And it's quality. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Country Boy Wood Pellets right there on Facebook. Look them up if you're in the market. They're out of Kentucky. They have got a awesome hickory pellet that I have burned for. I guess this is going on my third year now. Hickory pellets. Hickory is what I use the majority of the time, and these wood pellets are spot on. That's Country Boy Wood Pellets right there out of Kentucky. But I'm just so thankful to have the sponsors I do. Philip Lujan, Talk Texas Barbecue, he sent me some new stuff the other day I'm ready to get into. Tim Dickey, oh, he's got some nice rubs now, I tell you. I do want to give him a big shout-out as well. They've got some fine rubs. I mean, really fine rubs. And let's see. And another one I want to give a ranking, I just want to give a shout out to is General Willis, Big T Spices. Mark Bateman uses Big T's. I honestly think Forrest Guest, he uses Big T's as well. He's got some good rubs that's spot on. Big T Spices. Look him up here on Facebook, Terrell Willis. Give him a shout-out. Try some of his rub. You'll like it. I mean, it's good stuff. But I've got so many friends that's starting the web, in the web market and sauce market, and it's crazy how many different flavors and products you can get from mixing these ingredients together. I mean, really. It's just what they do and what kind of flavors they produce, especially on this different kind of meat. But anyhow, I tell you what, I got in real late this afternoon, been busy, wide open all day, and somebody was going to say, somebody sent me a text on my phone, "You doing a show tonight?" And I said, I just walked in the door, I'm going to try to set this up. And, you know, I managed to make it happen, and I'm sure glad I got to. Otherwise, I wouldn't have talked to Ken Woods and Mark Bateman and you as well, and had several listeners in, several people, guests, log in, log out of the chat room. I'm not doing a lot of chat. No, it's hard to type and talk at the same time, but we have been talking and shooting the breeze. So what's new? What's next for you? Anything? I know you got a few caterings. Are you doing any kind of comps, or you just going to stick with the catering right now? I know the catering's guaranteed money. That's what I like.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna mess around here and finish up, you know, my weddings and all that stuff probably through the summer, and I think we're going to go down to the beach and cook smoke on the beaches in September, and maybe, I don't know, might do home on the hill down here. And something like that, you know, just hit one here and hit and miss, you know, if we can get in and get out. And like I said, man, I got stuff to do all the way to October, so, I mean, it's just been something else. You know, we've been trying to get some pits built, you know, and get some pits sold, and I've been working on some ugly drums and a few trash cans and stuff like that, trying to sell a few trash cans and talk to Frank Cox, and y'all go to SmokerBuilder.com and get you ugly drums, parts and stuff like that. Used to be, well, Frank Cox is the one that built the Iron Man smoker the first time. And great day them. If you ain't never cooked on a trash can, Alfred Bagman and Jim Elster and them boys be cooking on them trash cans. They've been making money cooking on them trash cans. And great day.
They work well. And
We got some Alvaron pits going on down here. Mr. John Haney down here in South Carolina build you a good hog cooker, a fire pit, upright smoker if you want one. You know, contact me on Facebook, Haskell Kitchens, hollishog.com, or just Haskell Kitchens on Facebook. If you want a gas cooker, a charcoal cooker built, we're building some 60x44s, some catering rigs, and we can, you know, if you can dream it, we can get it built for you. And like I said, you know, Holly Hog Sauce is always available. You can catch me on Facebook or hollyhog.com. We got a few sponsors, a little bit of Royal Oak charcoal going on down here now, and stuff like that to kind of help us out with the trash cans. And great day. Like I say, Frank Cox and all them have been good to us. We get the parts and stuff from them, and great day. Been building a few of them, and Buddy Rogers Custom Grills. You can contact me. Like I say, if you can dream it, him or John can hook you up on a cooker. And we've been even Carl Lewis with John Moore and Billy's, and them boys are fixing to get an Alvaron and cook a hog at the next cooking school they're going to have over here in North Carolina in the next couple of weeks and all. And, you know, there's a lot of cooking schools coming up. You know, like that gentleman was saying a little while ago, I mean, I'm old school. I learned, you know, cooking in a doggone block pit with a piece of tin and digging a hole in the ground and putting a piece of tin over it, cooking on the bed spring. You know, that's how I learned how. So you can take it with a grain of salt and do what you're going to do, you know. But anyway, I hang with Mr. Chris Chadwick every Wednesday night and let the smoke roll and learn something and shoot the breeze with some of the best barbecue cooks in the country.
We have a lot of, you know what, I sure appreciate that. We have a lot of good people call in and talk barbecue. We really do. And I'm fortunate to have as many friends as I do, considered really friends, you know, in this barbecue community. There's a lot of good people out there. And it's always a pleasure talking with them and getting to see them once in a while and cooking around them and hanging out. It's really a good thing to do. And I really enjoy doing it. Sometimes it takes its toll. We all get tired of doing some things sometimes.
No, I know you do, buddy.
You know, it's challenging sometimes, but you got to keep the smoke rolling and keep things going and just make it happen. And that's what we do right here. That's what we do. You know, I just thought about this tonight. I haven't even give my number out one time to any of these listeners that we've had listening in, and but the show's about I set it up and tried to get it in and get a little action in here before it was too late, and we managed to pull off another good show. We always have a good show. We always have a lot of fun and have some good people call in and talk. So I mean, I really appreciate that. I mean, this right here is something I enjoy doing, and we've done it for several years now and met a lot of good people through it, and we're going to continue doing it. And I just appreciate the people participating. Appreciate your participation, calling in, your friendship, and means a lot. And we'll just keep letting the smoke roll. But we're counting down. Our timer's kicking down right now. We're counting down. We're about I don't know. We've got a few minutes left, and we're about ready to wind it up for the evening. But I sure appreciate you calling in. Appreciate Ken Woods, Charcoal Cowboys, calling in. Mark Bateman of Putz Butts calling in from West Texas. And sure appreciate everybody listening in. You know, it's always fun right here to call in, talk. 929-477-1792. That's our call-in number, guys. And you need to write it down, save it in your phone, because that's when we're going to try to keep firing this mic up on Wednesday nights. I don't know if any other night would be better or not, but we'll definitely keep the smoke rolling and keep talking a little cue. But I hope you have a fine evening tonight, and anything else you want to shout out before we wind her up?
Well, not really. Like I said, I just wanted to key up and, you know, kind of say hey and see what was going on with you, my friend, and make sure the wood stove was still burning. And great day. Like I said, y'all need to get on the radio and chit-chat with the rolling on the smoke on Wednesday night with Mr. Chris Chadwick, please. Because we need some good callers, and we need some good pit masters to come in here and teach us how to cook. Great day. And like I said, if y'all ain't busy on Sunday night, and Lance Moore, if he ever does another show, I've been trying to catch him on Sunday night, and the Roscoe's been so doggone busy we ain't been able to talk lately. It's good to hear Mr.
Yeah,
Bateman.
Been busy too. He has. Lance has done a good show for a long time.
Yes, he has.
I'm a supporter of Lance, and I sure am, you know. And
Before I go, Chris, y'all make sure to visit with Miss Jennifer Campbell, because she has got Breast Fest coming up. And if nothing else, y'all buy a T-shirt and support my girlfriend down there in Texas, because
I told her I wanted a T-shirt, and I said I wanted a 4X. Well, we ain't got any. Well, either get some or send me a 3. I said I wanted to get one, and then she never.
You gonna sew them together?
I'm telling you, and I was
going
to get some from her. She said, "We ain't got any." That's a lot, you know.
What you could do is you could take them jerkers and sew them together, and that way you could put the ribbons over each breast.
That's it.
There we go. I haven't seen Jennifer fire up the mic in a while, has she? Well, she's been doing the youngins and all, doing baseball and stuff like that. I keep up with her pretty tight on Facebook, and I can meet her a little bit, her and Mr. John. And like I said, she's been doing stuff with the youngins and all like that, and trying to get things going with Breast Fest and all that. But like I said, if anything, if you don't do nothing else and you feel it in your heart, just send a few dollars down that way. Because, you know, these women, you know, us old fellas out here, you know, they some women in barbecue too now. God bless every one of them for putting up with us and having to cook with us rascals. But, you know, Miss Jennifer and them, they do a good thing every year with that Breast Fest. And like I said, you know, if you don't do nothing else, just reach in your pocket. And, you know, they'll accept change. They ain't scared to accept change, you know, because every little old penny counts in breast cancer, because we got to get rid of that crap. We really do. And they help and they do a good thing for them ladies. But y'all have a good night. This the Holy Hog, old Haskell Kitchens down here in South Carolina. Mr. Chris Chadwick, rolling smoke. I love you. I'm gone.
Got it, brother. Love you, too. Take care of yourself and have a good night. We'll be back on next Wednesday night.
10:04.
All right. See you later. Good night. All right, guys. I tell you what, it's been another little show. We've been letting the smoke roll. We've been talking a little food. We've been talking a little show. We've been talking a little event, a little product. As always, you know, we just go where it leads us. And we always like to have a good conversation with some good people, and that's what we've done tonight. We've succeeded in doing that for another episode. This is Chris Chadwick letting the smoke roll right here. We do want to give a big, big thank you to all of our sponsors, starting off with the State Cook-Off Association, Brett Calloway, Ken, Phillips. I tell you, I appreciate y'all letting me do a show right here on the SCA Network. Proud to be here. Proud to be here live with you. I want to give all my sponsors a shout-out. Best One Tire there in Jackson, Tennessee. Bagels Barbecue Sauce, bagelsbarbecuesauce.com. MadCowCutlery.com. Frontier Charcoal, letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal every competition. Also, I want to give Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser a big old shout-out, as well as Green Mountain Grills. If you in the market for pellet cooker, please check out Green Mountain Grill. You will not be sorry. Country Boy wood pellets, Chops power injectors, Junior's Rub for Grub, Sweet Smoke Q, Maverick Industries, Badia Spices, Ritter Red Meats, and all of my other sponsors that just continuously help me. I want to give Tall Texan Barbecue a big shout out as well. Thank you for that product. Got so many people out there. I just want to thank for being a part of my show, supporting me, helping me through different things as we go through this old barbecue journey. We just keep letting the smoke roll and have a great evening. This is Chris Chadwick saying good night. God bless you. I love you. And until we talk again, we're out of here. See what I love.